Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Second week of Lent, Tuesday. And here it is, Peter, it's cropped up, an Australian film, Rabbit Proof Fence.
I hope many people have seen Rabbit Proof Fence. It's a very fine film directed by Philip Noyce, who spent some years in Hollywood but then came back to Australia and made this film about Aboriginal children in the 1920s and 30s and how the officer in charge could actually assess them just because of the colour of their skin and interpret their potential intelligence or not, separate them from their families, train them in institutions to be workers or to be maids and possibly to be adopted by white families. In recent years, this has been referred to as the stolen generation, and we did have some political difficulties in Australia that our Prime Minister John Howard at the time would not acknowledge the stolen generation as such and didn't feel it was appropriate to make an apology to the Aboriginal people, whereas his successor Kevin Rudd almost immediately acknowledged the stolen generation and did make the apology. Most organisations and institutions in Australia did make the apology on the occasion of the bicentenary of white settlement in 1988. The Bishop's Conference, for instance, issued a statement on behalf of the Catholic Church, and other churches did likewise. But this is an opportunity to go back into that past, and I suppose not being judgmental, because we've been urged not to be judgmental, but really to try to assess what could be behind the decisions and the policies of the people in charge.
Hundreds of half-caste children have been gathered up and brought here.
In spite of himself, the native must be helped.
Where are we going?
We're going home. Ngarare, 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 ngarare.
Fence. They're following the rabbit-proof fence.
Why I've chosen it for our reflection for the Gospel today is that we've got the Gospel where Jesus seems to be in a rather bad mood. It's Matthew chapter 23, where he is denouncing the scribes and Pharisees for their stances and for their hypocrisy. And I think that this is illustrated by the presumptions of those who were in charge, and the officer is played very, very well by Kenneth Branagh and is most convincing in his single-minded belief that what he was doing was the right thing, whereas the film shows some little girls following the fence which was to keep the rabbits on one side of it in Australia, following that fence very shrewdly with their Aboriginal instincts, one might say, and some help to get home and to be reconciled with their families. And right at the end, two of the three women are still alive and appear on screen. So it's an epic journey, but it's also a challenge to what are the attitudes of authorities? Are they well grounded, or is it just simply an arrogance and exercise of power?
Now, I know you weren't alive in the 1920s, but I'm quite interested in your take on the film as an Australian, let alone a priest. When you look at it, how does it make you feel?
I think we were all stirred and moved because when it came out in 2002, I think there was enough consciousness and perhaps strong criticism of our government at the time that made this really a film to champion. And so it served as a rallying point, I think, for public opinion and was actually seen by a great number of people. And I hope it still will be seen by a great number of people in Australia and overseas.